About 70 people of multiple races and religions gathered Monday at the Little Rock Amy Zion Church in Charlotte. They responded to the racist violence in Charlottesville over the weekend. One of the speakers was former state senator Malcolm Graham, whose sister was one of nine killed in Charleston 2 years ago while praying in a historically black church. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Dozens of people bowed their heads in prayer to open what was billed as the Stop the Hate rally. Several faith and community leaders spoke about the need to join together and stop the hate. Malcolm Graham says every time there's an act of racism, it needs to be called out immediately.
An apology today is about 2 days too late.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
We have to call out racism when we see it.
Yes, sir.
We have to call it out when we hear it.
Yes.
We have to call out when we feel it.
Graham says Trump is emboldening white supremacists. He points to his failure over the weekend to denounce hate groups by name and bringing on Steve Bannon as chief strategist. Bannon is the former head of the alt-right website Breitbart News. Graham says the violence needs to stop.
If you want to march and let vile things roll off your tongue, I'm okay with it. That's your right to free speech. But when the speech is channeled into violent actions, whether it's firing a gun into a church or plowing down a car into a crowd, that's terrorism, plain and simple.
The event was organized by the Charlotte-Mecklenburg NAACP. The group's president, Corinne Mack, says now is the time to address racism head on.
I'm going to ask my white sisters and brothers in the movement to go deeper in conversations. When you hear offensive conversations, offensive language, it's your responsibility to step up and stand up. We cannot allow racism to rule in this country.
There were about 30 people in the audience, including special education teacher Robert Walton. He was disappointed that the event consisted of only people speaking from a lectern.
I was kind of looking for opportunities in Charlotte to participate in some sort of a mass event. And, you know, again, it's a bit disappointing to see how few people are here, but I'm hoping that the dialogue is continuing in homes.
There were several religious leaders and people running for elected office who spoke, including mayoral candidate Joel Ford. Mayor Jennifer Roberts attended but didn't speak. Asked why, Max said Roberts is too political when she speaks and noted that she requested the National Guard's presence during last year's demonstrations after the Keith Scott shooting. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.